Let us all hear the word of God, Revelation 5, it's page 1239. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever.' And the four beasts said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." And folks, may we do the same. May we worship the Lord even as we come to his word tonight. Let's pray. Perhaps we could change our position and we'll stand for prayer. Let's stand and commit ourselves to the Lord. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the chapters that have been read tonight. Truly, Lord, the entrance of thy words giveth light. We thank you that your word gives understanding to the simple. And we pray, Father, that understanding will be imparted to us tonight, that we will understand these chapters that we have read. And we pray tonight that the Lord Jesus will be magnified in our midst, and that believers will be encouraged, that backsliders may be restored, and that sinners might be converted unto thee. Lord, fulfill your plans and purposes for our meeting tonight, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. On Thursday evening, we thought about four words from the scriptures that are spoken by different people. Those of you who were here, you will remember what those four words were. I am not worthy. Those words were spoken, first of all, by Jacob in the Old Testament, and then by John the Baptist in the New Testament, and also by the centurion. Three people who used exactly the same words as they thought about themselves and how they felt in the presence of God. They felt that they were not worthy. So that was Thursday night. And if you missed it, it's on the web, on Sermon Audio. I think the term that is used nowadays is podcast. So if you want to listen to Thursday night's message, you can pick it up online. But basically, the reason why we were thinking about those words on Thursday night was because every true believer, as they come to communion, shares those sentiments. And this is Communion Sunday, and this morning we as believers met for communion. And I would have no doubt that every one of us who were around the table this morning, we felt like Jacob, John the Baptist, and the centurion, I am not worthy. We felt like John the Apostle. And the words he used tonight, did you notice what he said or how he felt in Revelation chapter 5? If you open your Bible again there, or if it's still open, if you go to Revelation chapter 5. And notice what it says in verse 4. Notice how John feels as he realizes that there's nobody worthy to open this mysterious book. In verse 4 it tells us, "And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." John feels brokenhearted. John's weeping tears. He's crying like a child here, because he realizes that he's not worthy to be in the presence of the holy God of heaven. And that is why John weeps uncontrollably. So folks, there you've got Jacob, you've got John the Baptist, you've got the centurion, you've got those of us who were at communion this morning, every last one of us feeling unworthy. And if we left it there at the end of this Communion Sunday, boy, we would all go home tonight and would be depressed. And we wouldn't even need Blue Monday to be depressed. Isn't that what they talk about in January, the third Monday of January each year? They've called it Blue Monday now. Some holiday company came up with that term. Supposed to be the day when we're most depressed in the whole year. Well, here's John, and he's depressed. But folks, I don't want you to go home depressed tonight. I want to give you good news, and I want to give you uplifting news as you go home tonight. There's one who is worthy. Yes, we have been thinking about those four words, I am not worthy. But let me leave with you tonight three words that are found in the passage Margaret read, and in the passage that I have just read, thou art worthy. Or if you want to put it another way, worthy is the Lamb. You notice it there in Revelation 5 and verse 12, those four amazing words, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, on Thursday night, we thought about four very, very depressing words. I am not worthy. But here's four words that should cause us to rejoice tonight at the end of Communion Sunday. Worthy is the Lamb. So, for the remaining moments of the meeting, I want us to think about the one who is worthy. Let's turn our thoughts away from ourselves, who are unworthy. Now we're turning them to the one who is worthy. And I want you to notice in Revelation 4, verse 11, the first reference there to the one who is worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Why are they praising him? Why are they saying, Lord, you are worthy? Because he is the creator. You notice it? For thou hast created all things. The Lord has created all things by his power. He not only has created all things by his power, but he sustains all things by his power. We don't have time to turn to it tonight, but again, when you go home, please read Colossians chapter 1. You read there of the Lord Jesus in verses 16 and 17, and it tells us there that by him all things consist. Now mark the word consist, because it literally means glue. Yes, honestly, some of you are looking at me and wondering, you thought I've lost the plot. But no, that's what it means, glue. What it's teaching us is that the Lord Jesus is not only the one who has made all things, but he's the glue who holds all things together. He's the glue who holds creation together. I know that Jesus, to most people, is just a swear word. But I want to tell you tonight, folks, if it wasn't for Jesus, this whole universe would disintegrate. It would implode. He's the one who sustains it. What a powerful, mighty creator he is. He created this universe by his power, and he created it for his pleasure. For his pleasure. Notice what it says, thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now I have a wee question here. There's a wee query that comes to me as I read these words. It says, for thy pleasure they are and were created. I have no problem with were created, those two words. Because after all, in Genesis chapter 1, 6,000 years ago, Jesus created all things. So we can say that all things were created. But notice the word are in this verse. For thy pleasure they are created. Does that mean that Jesus is still creating things in 2019? Well, yes, it does. You see, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, we're told there that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Yes, the Lord Jesus is still creating today. He's creating Christians. Jesus takes a sinner and he turns them into a saint. He turns them into a believer. And folks, isn't that what we want to see happening in 2019? Mind you, we better not stay within the four walls of the church if we hope to see it happening. We better get out there into the big bad world where the fish are. And maybe the Lord will bring some fish into the gospel net. It's a good thing we have the sermon audio webpage, isn't it? That the gospel is going out there where lost souls are. And when a soul hears the gospel, then the Lord Jesus goes to work and he creates a Christian. Yeah, he's still creating. for thy pleasure. They were created 6,000 years ago, the whole universe. Yes, we agree with that. But today in 2019, Jesus is still creating. Christians are being created. Sure, how could we forget 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. A totally new creation. And so we can praise him tonight and we can say, Lord, thou art worthy, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. But let me finish tonight. You see, there's another reference to the worthiness of the Lord, and it's in the next chapter, Revelation 5. And I want you to go down to verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Well, what have we here? We have a hymn. Oh, in Revelation 4, it was a chant. But now it's a hymn. Now it's a song of praise. It's a song of praise to the Lamb. This is specifically directed at Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood, the one who was slain. And mark you, dear friends, that word slain, it refers to a violent death. The Lord Jesus was willing to endure a violent death so that we could be redeemed. And we need to be redeemed, don't we? Oh, there's people who delude themselves like Cain in Genesis chapter 4 into thinking that they can do their bit and God will be pleased with them. And like the Pharisee in Luke 18, Lord, I'm not as other men are. I want to tell you folks, the spirit of the Pharisee is still around today. People who believe they can save themselves. They say, I don't need to be redeemed. And it's only the grace of God that can open their blinded eyes to see their need of redemption. I'm so glad the Lord opened my eyes. Sometimes I have to pinch myself, you know. Has the Lord done all this for me? Did the Lord bring me from the nightclub and the pub on a Saturday night? Out to all hours, breaking my parents' heart. And he saved me and redeemed me, and I'm standing in a pulpit. Is this really happening? But you know, it's the wonderful grace of God. Folks, it's all of grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a good person like me. No, that's a funny version of John Newton's hymn, isn't it? No, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And the longer you're in the Christian life, the longer you're saved, the more you feel that you're a wretch. Oh, what a wonderful redemption. Never can a mortal know how my sins, though red like crimson, can be whiter than the snow. Folks, we do well. We ought to join in this great hymn of praise to the Lamb who has redeemed us. This is a great worship hymn here in Revelation 5 because it says, thou art worthy. This is worshiping the Lamb now. There's a whole lot of hymns in churches today, and it's all about me. I this and I that and I the other thing. That's not true worship. True worship is when you sing about the Lamb, when you sing about Christ. This is a gospel hymn because it says, Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us. Are there any hymns so wonderful as the gospel hymns? Sure, we who are saved for years, we still love to sing gospel hymns. This is a missionary hymn in Revelation 5 because it speaks of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. You want to be a missionary? Tell you what you do, cross the street. You don't have to cross the sea. Just cross the street to your neighbour. Sure, we're living in a mission field, aren't we? Used to be that Great Britain sent missionaries to the four corners of the earth. Folks, guess what's happening today? The four corners of the earth are sending missionaries to us. And our nation today loves every idol and every false god under the sun. And boy, they hate King Jesus. They hate the true gospel. And Bible-believing churches and Bible-believing Christians are public enemy number one. But thank God that the Lord has a great plan, that the gospel will go to the world. Every place shall hear of Christ crucified and risen. Aye, this is a missionary hymn. It's a devotional hymn. Because it says that the Lord Jesus is the one who is worthy. He has made us unto our God kings and priests. And then finally it's a prophetic hymn. Because it says we shall reign on the earth. The millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Now I know that there are genuine Christians who don't believe in a literal 1,000 years. I disagree with them, but I'll not fall out with them. Personally speaking, I believe in a literal 1,000 years when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth and reigns from Jerusalem. Oh, this prophetic hymn points us forward to the great era when Christ shall reign. Thou art worthy. That's a good antidote for I am not worthy. Oh, here's this great choir in heaven, and they're saying, Lord Jesus, you have redeemed us. Tell me this as we finish tonight. Are you part of the us? Can you sing tonight? Can you say tonight that you are redeemed? If you can, it is worth more than all the money in the world. Tell you one thing, it's worth more than 115 million that those folk won in the lottery the other day. If it's a choice between Christ and 115 million, it's a no-brainer. Give me Christ every time. 'Tis the church triumphant singing, worthy the Lamb. Heaven throughout with praises ringing, worthy the Lamb. Thrones and powers before him bending, odors sweet with voice ascending. Swell the chorus, never ending, worthy the Lamb.